Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know if it was worse than I thought, but I thought the game really took a turn. You know, at the end of the half, we scored a touchdown to go, and then coming back to allow a touchdown at the end of the half, that was the hardest part. I sensed that going in, but that was the spot that that left the biggest mark for me. The ball security of having a fumble and then the interception, obviously that they ran back for a score, not creating those. In that spot, those were a couple of things that stood out to me, Tom.
Yeah, he was asked if anything the day before, I think he was asked by Tom Shad from the Washington Post, if anything from the day before after watching the game on film, if anything was worse. And he focused in on the end of the first half. And I want to start there with just sort of upon further review, because I was tough on them yesterday. I'm not going to be, I'm not going to let them off the hook, because there still was an error made. I think an error, although perhaps it wasn't. But it's actually interesting, because there was a lot of conversation with, like, Brady, on the broadcast. What are they doing? They're scoring too quickly. They have to bleed the clock. They can't leave Dallas with more time. They've got a chance to kind of double dip, score at the end of the first half, get the ball to start the second half, and all of a sudden, they've got the lead, potentially, if they can get a touchdown to end the first half and a touchdown to start the third quarter. It would have been 20-15 if they bleed the clock, get the ball to start the third quarter, and all of a sudden, they've got the lead in the game. Well, they didn't bleed the clock in part because there was only one play. In a play in which they took eight snaps where the clock was running. They snapped the ball eight times, and on seven of the eight plays, the play ended with the clock stopped because of an incompletion, because of a penalty, or because of a play that ended out of bounds. Now, I guess you could say, well, stay in bounds. I mean, this isn't the end of the game. I mean, two of the out-of-bounds plays were Jaden scrambling. Do you want him to, slide and potentially take a hit in traffic, or do you want him to get out of bounds and not get hit? I'd prefer the latter. There was the incredible run by McNichols, the 19-yard run where he breaks two tackles. He's kind of stumbling, but he regains his balance, and he's actually going to try to score, and he ends up going out of bounds at the one-yard line. So, I was kind of, Brady was very adamant. What are you doing? Well, the clock stopped, Tom. The play went out of bounds. The clock doesn't run on a play that goes out of bounds. On an incompletion, the clock doesn't run on an incompletion. On a penalty in the final 2 minutes of the half, final 5 minutes of the game, the clock stops. So they didn't have opportunities to bleed the clock. They started the drive at the end of the first half. Minute 56 left, their own 32-yard line, down 20-15, and McNichols catches a pass out of bounds. Jaden scrambles for 14, out of bounds. Jaden throws incomplete, clock stops again. The next one was the deep shot to Robbie Chosen after the offsides, and they took the free shot. Jaden did to go deep. Should have been defensive pass interference. Actually, in hindsight, kind of would have been better had they called that and Washington had scored with a lot more time left on the clock. Then after Dallas's score, Washington would have gotten another possession with some time left. But anyway, that stopped the clock. Jaden then scrambled for another 5 yards. There was also an illegal contact penalty on the play. That stopped the clock. Then here was the one opportunity to run the clock. A minute 22 to go. They're at the Dallas 27-yard line, first and 10. And he throws over the middle to Jalen Lane. By the way, one important thing I didn't mention. Even with the clock stopped, they were going up-tempo. They were going hurry up. And I said this yesterday. If they didn't bleed the clock with opportunities to bleed the clock, and they said, yeah, we understood that, but we felt our best opportunity to score a touchdown was to go up tempo and to go hurry up because we were gassing them defensively. They were exhausted. We kept the personnel on the field we wanted to see. I would understand that answer, 100% understand. Yeah, you're going to give up too much time to Dak and company with your defense on the field after you score here, if you score here. But if you think that's the best way to score, then you got to do that. So they were going up-tempo and hurry up even with the clock stopped. But on the throw to Jalen Lane over the middle, got down to the Cowboy 20-yard line, they went hurry up again, and they snapped the ball with 21 seconds left on the play clock. So that's the opportunity right there. That was the opportunity, if they wanted to bleed some clock.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, the play ends at a minute 17 and they snap it with 21 seconds left on the play clock going hurry up. And the next play was that big run by McNichols down to the 1 yard line and he got knocked out of bounds to stop the clock. The next play was the touchdown. That also stopped the clock. When Jaden got the bad snap, decided not to give it to McNichols, thankfully, to Krosky Merritt, and he kept it himself and he scored. So there was one play on that final drive, just one, where they had a chance to bleed the clock. Unless you think they should have been, Jaden should have been sliding down inbounds. Dallas also had two timeouts left. Now, would they have used the timeout when Jalen Lane caught the ball over the middle? Well, they didn't right when the play ended, and they saw Washington going quickly. Washington could have gotten to the line of scrimmage and could have taken, you know, the last 20 seconds off that clock, 21 seconds off the clock, and snapped it. And I don't think Dallas would have used a timeout because I think they thought they were getting, you know, up-tempoed. And if you take those 21 seconds and apply it to Dallas's drive after Washington kicks off, there would have been 19 seconds for them, first and 10 from their own 28, instead of 40. Would 19 seconds have been enough time for them to get a touchdown? Well, it didn't take them much time anyway. They had a 30-second drive, okay? 35 in total if you count the kickoff return. They literally took it from 40 seconds down to 10 seconds, 45 on the kickoff. You know, and it was, you know, an easy, ridiculous drive for a touchdown. Although I will tell you that the 44-yard pass to Pickens, that may have been Lattimore's best coverage of the day. That is the perfect throw into, you know, literally dropping it into a small bucket, Dak Prescott to Pickens. But then the next play was the Javonte Williams run for 33 yards, and it's like, you know, they're in the end zone and it's 27-15. Now, if they had bled those 21 seconds, that was the opportunity. So it wasn't like this massive, oh my God, they're snapping it with 20 seconds left in the play clock and the clock's running. No, there was just one opportunity with the clock running. So I give them, I take them off the hook a little bit. And I think they would also tell you that they felt like they had a huge advantage. You know, that run by McNichols on the next play when they snapped it with 21 seconds left on the play clock. Dallas's defense was tired, and that's why he broke two tackles and was able to get down to the one-yard line. You know, so that would be part of their answer, I'm sure. But, you know, from a pure clock management situation, context of the game, which is you got a chance here to double dip. You got a chance to score, then get the ball to start the second half, score again without them really having an opportunity in between. That was the opportunity. Now, with 19 seconds left, had they bled the one play that ended up in bounds with the clock running, Dallas still would have gotten into field goal range. I mean, they only have to get to the 50-yard line for Brandon Aubrey to come out for, you know, we may have seen a record kick. They were going to get into field goal range, and it was going to be 23-15 at halftime, but that's better than 27-15 at halftime. But 19 seconds, you know, even with our defense, which is pretty brutal, that would have been a hard ask to go 72 yards in 19 seconds for a touchdown. The other issue is just the way they played that last defensive possession. Man, it should have been, we know they're going to get three, we just can't give them seven. And they didn't play it that way. I have one more kind of upon further review I want to talk about, and I'll do that when we come back. But the 74-yard touchdown pass to CeeDee Lamb was really one of those plays that you really need somebody from there to explain it to you. But, man, they have some weird stuff going on in their coverage. That's for sure. I'll get to that next. John Keim will join us at 11.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.